Okay, do we have Coach Krystkowiak on the line?
Yes.
Good morning, Coach. Thanks for taking the time.
Hi.
Remember that star one to ask questions for Utah head coach Larry Krystkowiak.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad.
All right. That's a wrap.
We've got it. We've got him in the queue.
Your first question comes from the line of Brady McCullough with the Los Angeles Times.
Hey, Larry, how's it going?
It's good, Brady.
You know, I'm just curious, you know, as this, we're halfway through the regular season in the conference, and I know, I'm sure you've heard a lot of the talk that the Pac-12 could be, you know, a two-bid or even a one-bid league, depending on how things go down the stretch. I was curious, from your vantage point, how have you viewed the competitive level? Does it feel that different to you? Does it feel like a down year as you're going through the conference? How have you been able to gauge that?
Well, I'm not concerned about, you know, perception or what so-called experts. I know a lot of our teams were young in our conference trying to find our way, and I know a lot of teams are playing better basketball right now. You know, a lot of this is based on early season games, and we played a lot of road games. Our league did, you know, so I don't see it as a down year. I see it as a year that's a little bit competitive amongst us when you look at all the jumbled up teams at different spots, and our goal is to try to get ourselves the best seed for the Vegas tournament, you know, and you certainly can't get too focused or even give much thought to anything you can't control. So our focus is on USC and then UCLA, and then we'll finish up the league and see who we play in Vegas and roll on. So, I mean, it's, I think it's stuff that you guys might want to talk about, but, you know, from a coaching perspective, I think when you've been around this league, you know how competitive it is, and there's a lot of great coaches and players, and sometimes we're playing better basketball at the end of the year, and you kind of cannibalize yourself throughout conference play. So we're just going to keep fighting and scratching.
Thank you.
You got it.
Your next question comes from the line of Bruce Pascal with the Arizona Daily.
Yeah, hi, Larry. I was wondering, just in general, if you could kind of assess where you guys are at. It seemed like maybe a couple of frustrating losses there at home last weekend, but how do you think overall you guys are at this midpoint of the conference?
Well, I mean, it is what it is, the record. We let an Oregon game get away, I thought, where we couldn't control the ball, and too many ball turnovers. Turnovers has been a key, and then that's leading to some, you know, some defensive strain when you can't defend those. But we got a lot of things to work on. We need to start making plays, and you know, there's a long list of things, and at the halfway point, you know, we're above 500 mark. So again, we're just trying to fix what's broken, and there's enough things to work on, and we got to be a lot better going to Southern California with, you know, you have to have a road mentality and a tougher mentality, and just have to be, you know, far more efficient. We're just leaving too much on the table in many forms.
Your next question comes from the line of Percy Allen with Seattle Times.
Hey there, Coach. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Percy, thanks.
Hey, you know, was there just before the season started, you know, was there any conversations among the coaches within the conference to, you know, for everyone within the league to beef up their sort of non-conference schedule? And I ask that, you know, because I take a look that, you know, with you guys playing a Kentucky, Nevada, you know, the Gophers, and it really wasn't just you guys. It seemed like every team, well, almost every team within the conference sort of beefed up their non-conference schedule. And so I just, you know, was that a concerted effort throughout the league, or is that just something that just happened?
No, I don't think it just happened. I mean, you know, it's pretty evident that you have to give yourself an opportunity to play some marquee games to have a chance to be, you know, an at-large team. It's harder, I think, for our conference to schedule games because of geography. You know, I mean, we play Kentucky at Kentucky this year, but they're not going to play at our gym. So we'll play in Vegas next year, you know. And it's a little bit more complicated. I think we end up playing more neutral site games and road games than some of the other leagues. And, you know, there's so many more teams in the eastern half of the U.S. compared to our side of the country. So, you know, I don't think everybody tries to do what's right for your team. And I know one thing, that if, you know, if you don't play four quality teams in the preseason, there's a pretty good chance you're not going to beat two of them, you know, and that's what you need, is some of those wins in the 1-50 category on the left side of the ledger when you look at Selection Sunday. So I think for us, it's about that goal of becoming an NCAA tournament team. It's about that goal of maybe having some experience that better prepares you for conference play. And certainly when you have a young team, those experiences don't hurt you in the long run. So I think, you know, every coach has to take a look at where their program is and who's coming back, and you try to do what's right. And even then, if you think it's a perfect world, things can change. When you schedule Kentucky next year, I'm playing it in Vegas where we play our tournament, you're making the assumption that Kentucky's going to be a top 20 team, but they have had a year when you look at them recently where they lose a lot of guys to the league. And I can remember a season where a lot of people played Kentucky in the preseason, and that was a year that wasn't a good win, you know? So as much of it you think you can control, there's still elements. Other teams that you play have to be successful in order for that to be a quality win. And I think we're all just trying to find our way and as much as you possibly can, controlling some circumstances, but you have to give yourself opportunities.
Okay, thanks, Larry. That's all we have time for. And then I got to run up to practice.
All right, thanks, Chad. Yep, see you.